Even if you pay close attention to stock markets, the Chinese market is always a tough read. Many characteristics that investors like about publicly traded markets are totally absent here. There's not a lot of transparency, information is not universally shared, and the market's not liquid, meaning that for foreign investors, it's not necessarily easy to get in, and it's not always easy to get out quickly. Plus, the last year has been pretty dismal. The Shanghai Composite is down more than 23%. A quick comparative global shopping trip of the world's stock markets finds Chinese returns among the worst in the world. Over the last 12 months, European stocks are down 7 to 14%, while in the U.S., the S&P 500 is up nearly 7%. The Asia-Pacific has its share of bad performers. Korea's KOSPI is down about 15%, the Philippines Composite down about 13%. The main indices for Singapore, Taiwan down around 9%, Hong Kong a little more. Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Australia are all down about 2%, and the main measures for Japan and New Zealand are a little ahead for the year. Despite the short-term pop for the Shanghai Index, prospects for the country's economic growth remain uncertain, although in China, government support often means a lot more than economic fundamentals. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.